will be reading from 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying down in the house of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." I really am feeling this, having small children right now. Now, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. A third time, the Lord called Samuel. And Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, "Samuel, Samuel." Then Samuel said, "Speak, for your servant is listening."
What a great story. I am excited to speak to you this morning the words that I feel like that have been putting on my heart. Sharing this story. Can y'all hear me well? I love texts like this, where it takes the character a while to figure out what's going on. It's very relatable to me. Sometimes I feel like it takes me a beat, a second, to figure out what God is telling me a lot of times. And so I really was able to relate to this story. I also like how Lucy paused and said that she can feel like she relates to this story as a mom who's been woken up in the night many times and still woken up in the night sometimes. This is very relatable for me as well. It's also relatable to me because it is a person trying to figure out the calling of God, which I think many of us try to figure that out in our own lives, of what God is calling us to do and how to be and how to listen and lean into his urgings. And those are the things that we are going to focus on this morning. Like Steve introduced, we are going to be spending the next couple months in 1 and 2 Samuel. And a lot of 1 and 2 Samuel is leading up to and talking about the story of David. But there is so much that happens before David shows up on the scene, and so many important people who are going to set a path for David, the man after God's own heart. And Samuel is one of those characters, and he plays a very important role in that. And so it's exciting this morning to be able to talk about the calling of God to Samuel. And I love it because God does what he does very well. He starts with an unexpected character and speaks in unexpected ways. And that's what we're going to be focusing on this morning. Will you pray with me? Father God, I pray that you pour the gift of preaching through me. May all the minds and hearts and ears be open to what you have to say this morning. And may your spirit rest thick on each individual sitting in this place. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. I'm so glad Steve gave you a little bit of a story behind 1 Samuel before it starts, because I'm not going to be very good at that part. I do not have an MDiv. But what I do know, and a little bit of the backstory that I do want to share leading up to Samuel, is Samuel is the child for whom Hannah prayed for, right? Hannah was barren, and she wanted a child, and God answered that prayer with Samuel. So we start off with this calling, with this blessing of a child in Hannah's womb. And she knew that this child was going to be special, and she knew that God had laid his hands on her and given her exactly what she had asked for. And so before Samuel was even born, she had dedicated this child to the work of God. And so as soon as Samuel was born, she took him to the temple and handed him over to Eli. That was a pretty bold move, I think. And so she gave her son to Eli and said, "Raise him in the ways of the Lord." And he did. And that is where this story comes into the scene. So Samuel's a pretty young boy in this story. And reading this with adult eyes, this part kind of creeped me out a little bit. Samuel is laying in a dark room in a temple next to a box that you're not supposed to touch because you die if you touch this, right? And so reading this, I'm like, that's kind of a spooky story. And then on top of that, he's laying in a dark room next to the ark. No adult is in there with him. And then someone starts calling his name. My child would have freaked out, would not have gone back to her room, would have wanted to stay in bed with me. Instead, it sounds like Samuel was kind of calm. And so his name is being called out, and he's like, "Oh, Eli, the one I'm learning under, he's calling me in the middle of the night." And so he goes in there. And Eli is like, "No, I'm not calling you. Go back, go lay down." And so Samuel goes and he lays back down. And again, he hears his name being called, Samuel. Samuel. Well, Eli is calling me again. And so he goes up and he goes back in there. "Here I am." It's at this point that I would think Eli, being an old, wise priest, may have caught on to of like, "Oh, this may be the voice of God talking to Samuel." But I do have to reflect back on how these verses started, and visions and callings from God were not widespread. Wasn't a whole lot of that going on. And as a mom who's been woken up many times by her daughter in the middle of the night, at this point, I'm guessing Eli's like, "Go back to sleep. I'm going to say whatever I need to say for you to go in the other room and leave me alone." Right? And so he goes back and he lays down. And then a third time, "Samuel, Samuel." I also think at this point, I think God maybe should have thrown him a bone. "Samuel, it's me, God." But no. And so he gets up a third time, extremely confused, I'm guessing, and goes back in there. "Eli, here I am." And it's at that point, after the third time, that Eli, it dawns on him of, "Oh, this is God's voice. Here is what you need to do. Go back and lay down. And if you hear your voice, your name, again, speak these words. Speak, for your servant is listening." And so Samuel, this young boy, this unexpected character who God is calling, he goes and he lays down again, and God shows up for the fourth time. And Samuel does as he's been instructed, "Speak, for your servant is listening." What a bold statement this is. I have reflected on this the last 3 or 4 weeks moving up to preaching this morning, and I love the way that Eli has instructed Samuel to be open to what God is telling him in his life. "Speak, for your servant is listening." I'm going to be very transparent and tell you what I usually do. "Speak, God, for I have 5 minutes. Speak, God, for I am in deep crisis right now, and I need you to do something. Speak, God, because I have all these needs that aren't being met. Speak, God," and you can fill in the blank. And that is not how Samuel approached the calling of God. The way that he approached the calling of God in this is, one, is he kept laying himself down over and over and over, waiting for the call from God. And when he does hear the clear call and he knows what's going on, he doesn't put all of his demands down or his timing down or his will down. He says, speak, and I will listen deeply. What does it mean to listen deeply to God's calling? I think listening deeply means that I'm going to be surrendering my will. And I'm going to be open to God and to His timing and not my own. I think listening deeply means that I have to discern between my own wants and desires and from what God is actually saying in my life. This one's a really hard one. And I was trying to figure out how to even articulate that this morning, because the last thing that I want to do is stand up here and judge people's callings from God, right? But I have heard a lot in my life people say to me when they're reflecting back stories of, well, this is what God is calling me to do. This is exactly what God is telling me to do. And I think as Christians and people who are seeking out God's face, what we have to be very mindful of is, what are my own wants and desires because of money or timing or cool places to go live, or this is going to fit really in with my life plan? And what is actually God's voice and the open doors that He is providing and the open stance that I am called to take while I am listening deeply to God's calling in my life? That takes a really wise person to understand what their own wants and desires are and to really lean into the calling of God in their own life. Which leads into what a lot of callings are in the Bible. It is hard news a lot of times what God is sharing with these prophets and these people when He reveals themselves to them. Moses in the burning bush, Abraham and his first son, Mary, the virgin, pregnant with Jesus. Those are all things that I would be sitting there wide-eyed being like, I don't want to do that. Surely You aren't calling me to these places to say these things to these people in this way. And this story is no different. There's a parenthesis in the lectionary this week. So the lectionary is 1 through 10, which is what Lucy read. But then let me share the calling of God to Samuel. And Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. And then the Lord said to Samuel, see, I am about to do something in Israel that will make both ears of anyone who hears it tingle. On that day, I will fulfill against Eli all that I have spoken concerning his house from beginning to end. For I have told him that I am about to punish his house forever for the iniquities that he knew, because his sons were blaspheming God and he did not restrain them. Therefore, I swear on the house of Eli, the iniquities of Eli's house shall not be forgiven by sacrifice or offering forever. And Samuel lay there until morning, and then he opened the doors of the house of the Lord, and Samuel was afraid to tell the vision to Eli. But Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And Samuel said, here I am. And Eli said, what was it that he told you? And do not hide it from me. May God do so to you and more also if you hide anything from me for all that he has told you. So Samuel told him everything and hid nothing from him. And then Eli said, it is the Lord. Let him do what seems good to him. As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him and let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. That's hard. To be very transparent, I have never heard a vocal calling from God in my life. I have never heard a loud, clear voice come over me and say, Chelsea, this is exactly what I want you to do. Chelsea, this is exactly what I'm revealing to you. I've never had it that audible. In fact, I have known people who have been open, laid prostrate before God their entire lives, and have struggled to hear a calling for God. I have been in situations, like I was describing earlier, of where I'm trying to discern, is this God's voice? Is this God's calling in my life? Or is this what I want? Is this what convenient for me? Is this what seems would work out really nicely in my life right now? And I've had to sit with people who are wiser than me, spiritual directors who can help me discern out what the calling in my life is. And then I have sat with people who feel like they have had a direct conversation and voice from God, and everything was clear to them. They knew exactly what they needed to do to get the calling or the voice of God's vision to fruition. And the crazy thing is I think God is in all three of those places. In the ones who continue to come up dry, in the ones who continue to remain confused, and in the ones who continue to have a clear direction of the voice of God. I think he shows up in all three of those positions. I do know, and I have heard stories about a very clear calling upon this church. I think sometime in the 80s or 90s, this church hired a lot of people to come in and sit with the eldership and say, here's what we need to do to go forward in these specific ways, to make our church grow, to make it flourish in certain ways. And they brought in some bigwigs to tell them how to do that. And I believe one of the things that those people said is, you need to pick up this congregation.
And you need to move it to the suburbs. Because that's how you're going to grow. And those wise people sitting in that room discerned a calling from God and said, we're going to stay. And the fruits that have come from that calling are so widespread. And I've gotten to be a part of that these last 11 years. And the people that we've been able to minister to, and the lives that we've been able to touch, and the children that we've been able to love on, the people that we've gotten to feed, the hands and feet that we are in this neighborhood, and the presence and God's light gets to shine because we chose to stay. And really hard things have come because we chose to stay. We're a little smaller than we were when I stepped in here 11 years ago. And people chose to leave. And people come and visit, and this looks very different than other churches. And so it's mixed with really good and really hard. And that's how I think you know it's a calling from God. And then I love these last two sentences. As Samuel grew up, the Lord was with him. The Lord was with Southwest Central. And let none of his and let none of her words fall to the ground. And all of Israel, from Dan to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was a trustworthy prophet of the Lord. May Southwest Central, sitting in this place, be trustworthy. May we be a people who are open, who listen deeply to what God is calling in our lives as individuals and as a collective community. May we do that together as we come in here to worship, and may we do that as we disperse into whatever communities we find ourselves in. May we continue to lay ourselves prostrate before God over and over and over again and beg for a calling from Him until we hear our name and His voice. And then may we answer, "Speak, for we are yours and we are listening." Will you stand as we sing?